Imagine you're on holiday and you're headed to the beach. You've got your towel and your swimming costume, and you're planning to find a place to sit and sunbathe. But as soon as you start to approach, the smell of rotting eggs hits your nose. Then you see it. Piles and piles of stinking brown seaweed, meters high, covering the beach. Holiday ruined, right? Well, that's the reality now, almost every summer across the Caribbean and the east coast of Mexico. This seaweed is called sargassum, and not only does it repel tourists, it tangles up the propellers of local fishing boats. It's a serious problem. Now, there's always been huge amounts of sargassum seaweed floating across the whole mid and north Atlantic. The first records of it actually come from Christopher Columbus, who was astonished to see the seaweed chains stretch miles long. The Sargasso Sea is named after it. It's an area of 2 million square miles inside four great currents rotating clockwise around the Atlantic. The area is so big that the seaweed forms its own habitat, attracting fish, shrimps, crabs, birds, turtles, basically becoming its own island paradise. But ever since 2011, something strange has been happening. What used to be just a massive amount of sargassum has turned into an unbelievable monstrosity. Up to 20 million tons can appear in the summer in what scientists have started calling the Great Atlantic Sargassum Belt. It's so thick that it blocks the sunlight underwater in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's the reason those huge piles have been appearing on beaches. But no one really knew why this was happening. And that's where this new study comes in. Scientists from Florida and Georgia used data from a satellite called MODIS, M-O-D-I-S, that measures the radiation coming off the whole planet, from visible light to infrared. The aim is to track where and when this sargassum appears every year, to figure out what's causing it. The tricky part is detecting sargassum from space, just by the type of radiation it gives off. Turns out near-infrared radiation is key, but the researchers had to develop and refine complex detection algorithms to avoid picking up similar things, like the shadows of clouds on the ocean. What they found out by mapping the sargassum is that it seems to be driven by the amount of nutrients in the water, nitrates and phosphates that help it grow. The way the nutrient levels change depends on two main phenomena. First, in winter, deep water off the west coast of Africa rises to the surface in what's called upwelling, bringing up fresh nutrients with it. And in the summer, it's the mighty river Amazon flowing out into the Atlantic Ocean, a combination of deforestation and using too much fertilizer in the fields around it means that there are more nutrients in the river than ever before. So that seems to be the answer. These two effects in very specific areas create millions of tons of seaweed across the whole Atlantic Ocean. And this seems to be getting worse, partly because of what humans are doing in the Amazon. As long as the rainforest keeps getting chopped down, the beaches along the Americas are going to keep suffering. So if you're looking for a beach holiday, it might be worth sticking to Blackpool. Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sounds, perfect music for audio and video productions.